on you. I shine in like a star with no to sing God's praise.
Let angels cross straight.
God, we cry. ancient of days, I crown you. You are the Lord of all. And God, I crown you, Lord of all. Beloved, because He is Lord. Psalm 114, the word of the Lord said, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became a sanctuary, and Israel is dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. Judah became a sanctuary and Israel the dominion of the Most High God. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like Rama, the little hills like lamb. What else you all see that you fled? Oh Jordan, that you turned back. Oh mountains that you skipped like rams. Oh little hills like lambs. Tremble, oh heart, at the presence of the Lord. And the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a mountain of waters. Beloved, this word of the Lord gave you and I a picture of what happens when the presence of the Most High God is made manifest. So the Red Sea can give way. Whatever is in between you and the presence of the Lord, whatsoever is between you and beloved, the promise given to us by God, they can move. Whether they be mountain. The word of the Lord said Judah was a sanctuary because Judah simply means praise. And the God, Psalm 22 verse 3, that inhabit the praises of the people, when the praise goes forth, everything in between us and what God has covenantedly promised to us, they give way. Regardless of what they are, regardless of their worth, regardless of their complexity, beloved, the presence of God is the prevailing force, the prevailing power of the Most High God that dwelleth inside of man. Everything is subjected to it and nothing beloved can oppose it. Nothing is permitted to stand in the way of the Most High God. Beloved, the mountains tremble. For in the presence of the Lord, even mountains works. At the presence of the Most High God. Exodus chapter 19, verse 18. The word of the Lord says, Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the old mountains trembled violently. And beloved, references were made in the book of Psalm 18 verse 7, to the same experience that Moses had when he met with the Lord, beloved, to obtain the instructions from God. Everything that can be shaken was shaken, including the rigid mountain. Beloved, but what cannot be shaken remains. The word of the Lord says, mountains keep. Like crabs. Who at that mountain to stand before Zerubbabel? A mouth that has the presence and the power that bursts up the divine mandate of God. Who art thou, mountain, to stand before Zerubbabel, saith the Lord? You will become a level ground. Then it will bring out the capstone to shout of God, bless it. God bless it. Beloved, it is important for us this morning to know that it is not by might, it is not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And we are desiring this morning, I add some noises. There is a personality. I don't know whether you are on this altar or not, but the sound that I had was the sound of a woman. And in your place of work, there was contention. Here is the contention. Contention between almost two different jobs and the first job. If I would describe the type of job that you do, it is, and the way the conversation was going on, it was very, very obvious. It was almost describing two jobs, a job of those who make and a job of those who fix. Almost looking at two different types of work, where one will be a producer and one will be a repairer. Like one will be a manufacturer manufacturing and creating things or working with something from ground up, and another was working as a maintenance personality that is fixing and tidying up what was already done. So you have two different roles. One does not really overlap, the one does not. Yes, there is a thing that will take off what was already done, because every repairer, every tester, everyone that fixes are working on what was already done. But there were noises. There were complaints. And the Lord said to me that that noise is silenced today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, every form of contention against that individual, I don't know who you are, but I hear the voice. I hear the voice of the contention. But God said, no weapon that is formed or fashioned against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against you shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the Lord, and beloved, your righteousness is of God. What does that mean? Does it mean that you have not done wrong? Oh, beloved, you could have done wrong. In actual fact, the record is not straight. But the release and the mercy of God standing for you, because it's based on his righteousness. The gift of God to man. The righteousness that is embedded in the blood of Jesus. The righteousness of God that makes every handwriting of the enemy against you to have been nailed to the cross. The righteousness of God that came from his Son who knew no sin to have become sin for us. By that righteousness this morning, every claim of the devil, everything that speaks of contention and accusation against you, they are nullified by the power in the blood of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Because Colossians 2:13, the word of the Lord says, when you were dead in your transgression and the circumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgression, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. What did he do? He disarmed the rulers and authorities. He made a public display of them and triumphed over them through him. He disgraced. He disarmed the rulers and authorities. He made an open show of them, triumphing over them through him, through the blood that was shed for you and I on Calvary. And beloved, for that individual this morning, I want us collectively as a church, beloved, as members of the body of Christ, and we are going to begin to speak that the mercy and the covenant of the blood of Jesus that speak better things than the blood of Abel begins to avail and prevail for such fellow this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It was a loud noise. There was a much more complaint. But the power that is in the blood that silenced every voice of judgment, every voice of that is of accusation, begins to arise on behalf of that individual and silence every voice of the enemy against you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In supporting a quaso, in la prede de custosocie, in stunda la vostocie, in soprende de custosocie, in la prende de custosos, in la baba custosocie, in stunda de libusocie, in sopriende de custosocie. Say to the Lord, my Father, let the covenant of the blood of Jesus and your mercy avail and prevail for me by the blood of Jesus. Avail and prevail for me against every accusation, against every allegation that are against me. to the word of the living God. And if we open the book of Psalm 51, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your mercy, tender mercy, blot out my transgression. Blot out my transgression. Blot out, that is, take away my wrongdoings because of your greatness, the greatness of your loving pity upon me. Beloved, so it can be erased. And in Christ Jesus, it said, your sins shall I remember no more. Your sins shall be remembered no more. Because the blood of Jesus got to work. Hebrews chapter number 8, it says, I will forgive their wickedness. Beloved, it says, I will forgive. God is the forgiver of every wrong that you and I could have done. For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. When God said he will, he will. So what it says to you is that the record can be cleaned and cleared up in the same way when we were unbelieving and beloved Jesus died for us before we learned how to do what was wrong. And when we come to Christ, we acknowledge the gift of God to us and we plead for forgiveness. For we know that the wages of sin is death. So there is a consequence for what has taken place. I am not marginalizing it or undermining what was done and what was the consequences of it. But beloved, the blood of Jesus, beloved, has the power. If you will forsake, if you will repent, if you will say that you are sorry and you acknowledge that you were wrong, but all that you have said this morning is that the mercy of God availed for me. Speak on my behalf before men. Wipe away the record of my wrongs. Erase everything that was against me. A young man called me a number of years ago, and I don't know whether it was maybe it was going to 2 years, if not more than that. And I think I told a story on this altar. He did what was really wrong. I'm not condoning wrongdoing. But nobody has control over how God displays mercy to one and not the other in the same situation. Beloved, and as the man was telling me, he said, I was suspended at work. And Pastor, please pray for me. I said, you know, I'm not a prayer contractor. But God told me you did what they said you did and what did you. He said, yes. Every time man acknowledges their wrong, mercy of God, I plead for mercy, mercy will stand in for them. But to an arrogant man who insists that they were right when they were wrong, they never get far. And beloved, I said to that young man, go and ask God for mercy, because he told me he will show you mercy. And he asked God for mercy. The people, that is why I don't understand The dealings of God, God is God. You can't challenge him. A potter is in charge. The clay cannot say, why did you do it this way? I added, the Lord said, I will show that madness. My beloved, he went out to the tribunal, whatever they set up for him. Mercy prevailed over judgment. Came back home rejoicing. His wife was upset, became sick. Maybe the wife is on this altar this morning. And I told that lady, I said, you are sick because he was not punished. I said, don't worry. God knows what he's doing. You fix yourself. Nothing is wrong with you because you think this is an occasion for God to deal with this man. God chooses how he deals with anybody at any time. But on that occasion, God showed mercy. On this same altar, you ask from the altar's mouth from the individual that came and come and said that this ID. I'm not condoning what wrongdoing and wrong practices. But God knows when we are genuinely repentant of the wrongs that we've done. And the blood of Jesus will avail for us. This is not what I thought when I leave this altar about an hour and a half ago. This is not what I came here to do. But God told me this noise has to be dealt with this morning. And you and I, you would have asked. And the word of the Lord came. I'm speaking about two more situations because I hear what I'm saying. And I remember the young man came. A lady called me and said that there is somebody who is in the detention camp. He's not the first person. We have seen miracles. Detention, immigration, detention camp. I told me this story. I said, tell the man to call me himself. There is a lot of messages going on. Even you that is reporting the story, you know your involvement in that situation. But God is going to save, is going to show mercy, provided the individual is going to tell the truth. And I spoke to the man, I said, well, you did what you did before you did it. You have been, before things begin to go wrong, God has covered for you. But that same God, because you acknowledge you're wrong, he chooses to show you mercy on the condition that you will let God alone be the one that work it out, not that you have to go and lie. I remember that boy went to court, and in the courtroom, the person that was meant to bail him was, he saw a man of God. As the man of God got there, they have already finished the case according to them. And the person that they want to release him to, trust with the release of that young man, they ask him, this man had already spoken the truth. They called him. They said, did he tell you that he did it? He said, he didn't. He didn't tell him. He lied. And they said, we can't trust you with his release. That boy was being driven back to the detention camp. And he called me, was crying. and hear what his word. After he spoke with me, I said, did you lie? He said, no. That it was, he didn't know that when the minister came in, he would tell them that he had never told him the truth. And he said, I have. And I said, even that also, God was still working out for your good. The same mercy of God will still avail for you. Out a completely weird experience. I don't know the days interval. I came on the same altar. I have never seen this gentleman. But I saw like a prison gate open. And I saw a young man came out. And I mentioned a woman intervening and the door was open. And beloved, that night, they called me from that home and said that to the glory of the Almighty God who is faithful. And they told me, they said, that boy just walked in now, in the night. It's having a shower, but it wants to come to me and said, before that was before we come on the 12 midnight call. And I said, let him call me. He called me and he said to me, he said, some lady came and said, what are you doing here? A white person. And he said, well, I've been to God, blah, blah, blah. And beloved, and the woman came back to say to the people who owed him, he said, let him go. They released him. Without a lawyer intervening from nowhere, a person that he doesn't know. That is the bailout of mercy. Number three, you and I were on this altar. So I am finishing on the cry for that individual for mercy. Number 3. It's about a year and 2 months now, this month, that they told me that somebody had cancer 1.5 years. They said the man would die, and he has not died, but the cancer was ongoing. And the pastor said, Pastor, can you help me to pray? And they mentioned all the big names. And I said, meanwhile, you mentioned the big names, especially the people that I know are men of God. I can't say that you scare me, but I just think that I am too small to deal with that situation. Because if the fathers have done it and they could not achieve results, I think you don't need me. Nobody knows my name. So if you are praying for a situation for 1.5 years and you are now asking me, what do I know I'm going to say? I said, I can be involved. I will go and find out whether this is a case that God wants me to take up on board. Beloved, if you don't understand the role of mercy, you will not be able to cry for mercy in the right way. The power of mercy. And I asked the Lord, what is the reason for the trouble? Why is there no release? 1.5 years. They said it would die. It's not dying. The problem is not going away. So why is nothing moving? And the Lord, as soon as I asked the question, he showed me. I saw a rucksack, plain transparent bag that is full of women's pants, red, stained and soiled with blood. And I want this. And the Lord said, if you ask him, and he tell you what it is, I will show him mercy. I saw it with by the grace and the mercy of God. That's why you don't jump into situation and you don't just pray without knowing the mind of God. I saw deliver of that man. I saw two people holding that liver. And I saw that as soon as my eyes saw them, they saw me. It was in a place like they wanted to eat it. Isaiah 49, 23 to 25, when you don't, beloved, when you don't know what the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood does, you don't know, beloved, how mercy of God is required to deny them of their victory. And beloved, they stopped. They could not do anything with that liver. I have never seen human being liver before. I said, what is that, Lord? He said, that is that chap liver. He said, but mercy will speak. And it is no longer edible to the wicked. It will restore that young man. And beloved, here I thought when I asked that man, I told the pastor, I said, this is what I saw. I don't understand. But God said he will show mercy if he can tell me what that those parts about. And who are those two people that have his liver in their hand? And the man told the pastor, he will tell me. And that man said this when it was an orphan staying with somebody, and that person, because he was in trouble with masturbation, he knows the woman is careless with her menstrual pants, he takes it to make him to masturbate. And that man said, how is the sister married but broke his marriage covenant? Because his weak son is already in trouble. Because the woman that she was messing with was not a clean woman, was a woman that is involved in the dark world. This young man has done so well, was progressing. And the woman said, who are you? He knows, she had known what it was she was doing. And she picked on another woman. And going out with that woman in the woman's house, and whatever happened between them, blood was shed. And the woman said, you are in trouble. And beloved, that same week they diagnosed him of cancer. Why would a man, you know what has transpired, if he knew that was the source of his problem, all those people that he has gone to for 1.5 years who have been praying for him, would have told them, I made a mistake. These are the journey that brought me here. I need God to avail for me by mercy. But beloved, he could not. He didn't. But the moment that he told the truth, because his liver was between the first woman and the second woman, that his demonic habit has lured him into trouble. And beloved, I said to that man, a man that was already weak, when cancer is already spread, And the man was completely weak. And I said, God told me not to pray for you, but he told me that he will show you mercy if you will cry for mercy. I hear that man screaming and crying, God, have mercy upon me, have mercy. And beloved, God intervened in the situation. He is back to work. Just about, I don't know, a very short time, that man survived a killer disease. Not a cancer of anywhere else that, beloved, that is not complex to deal with, but cancer of the liver. Medically, they said that was what it is. But mercy availed the legitimate right that the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood had over that man. Isaiah chapter 49. So it doesn't matter. And really, many people might have issues with this. That man told the truth. He said, I am wrong. Let's read from 24, Isaiah 49. It says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty and the lawful captive be delivered? That man was a captive, legally binding to those that he has involved himself with. That young man in that office did what they said he did. Beloved, that young boy has did what they said he did. But beloved, because they were broken and genuinely repentant before God, mercy answer in their case against what they deserve. Mercy unveiled for them. Mercy erased the judgment. Mercy as a voice that defended their case is called the voice of the blood of Jesus. It's on the mercy seat. Beloved, the word of the Lord says, can the spoils of war be taken from the mighty man, or the captives of a tyrant be rescued? How can you take away a prisoner from the hand of a strong and a powerful ruler and save him? But the Lord says, even those taken away by the strong man will be taken from him. The personalities who are those entities, they took his liver. But God took it back from their hands. That young man did what was he was meant to be deported on. Legally, he was deserving of judgment. But mercy availed for him. Because the word of the Lord says, the Lord is ruler will be said, for I will take on the battle. I will fight with the one who fights you, and I will save your soul. I will fill those who make it up for you with their own flesh. They will be who sent you and the one who bought you, the powerful one of Jacob. All flesh will know that I am your redeemer. All flesh will know that I'm the one that purchased you with the price, with the incorruptible seed, the seed of the word of God. All flesh will know that your God and my God is the powerful redeemer, the powerful savior, the one that rescued, the one that is mightier than the son of many waters. Beloved, that is what mercy can do. And that is what mercy will do. Beloved, for mercy is not just a place. Beloved, it is a desperate and a deliberate cry. Beloved, David knew what he deserves. He has committed murder. He has taken away another woman. Beloved, he was at risk to continue on the throne. Beloved, David was at risk of his continuity as a king over Israel because he has done a disgraceful thing. So when David knew how bad he has done, and Nathan spoke to him, "You were wrong, King David." He said, "I have done wrong. I need my wrong record to be erased. The blood will erase it. The word of God will fix our wrong." Because Psalm 33 verse 4, the word of the Lord is the right word. It's so right. It's like a gold that is purified seven times. Beloved, it will erase the wrong. It will correct and fix what was broken. Beloved, because God's answer is won by covenant. God's word can never be void of its fulfillment. And beloved, in the same way that the word is a corrective agent, so also, beloved, is the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth embedded with power that has a speaking voice of better things than the blood of Abel. Provided we come clean and come clear and I say, "Lord, Lord, I need your mercy." And what is required, it doesn't matter where they take you to, the blood of Jesus will erase that wrong. The word of God will fix what has been damaged, whether it's credibility, what has been damaged, regardless of what those things are, whether what was damaged, it is your integrity, whether it is what will stand in the way of advancement, in the way of progress, whether it is what can jeopardize your opportunity of settlement and establishment and longevity on the job or in your career, beloved, whether it is an attitude, whether it is a display of anger, whether it is even doing what you are not meant to do. Beloved, I want us to cry on behalf of those people. Beloved, and it could be you, cry for yourself. And we say, "Lord, we stand for the rebellious this morning on the basis of the blood of covenant." That is the mediator, the mediating blood of Jesus that is sent to the Father. This is the blood that I have shed. That blood is the blood of redemption. It can fix everything that was wrong. It was powerful enough to reconcile us back unto God, to allow us to have the spirit of adoption, whereby we can call God after we were wronged him. God, and it was speaking judgment. But the blood of Jesus is speaking to you and I this morning, as speaking for us mercy. Mercy. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy spoke for those people. Therefore, we are going to say that is why the word of the Lord said, when you are in Christ Jesus, there is no more condemnation. There is no more condemnation because you have been yoked with Christ. Does it mean that we have never done any wrong? No. It said the blood has fixed our wrongs, has made right what we have damaged. Therefore, we are sent to the Lord. Lord, we stand for the prevailers around the earth where there is a legitimate reason for us to be judged, where there is a legitimate reason to become a victim and not a victor. But Lord, by the covenant of your mercy, as we have repented this morning, on behalf of every prevailer and ourselves, Lord, arise, have mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wipe away every wrong that was done, every wrong that has been done, every wrong that has been done, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is so prondeng e custoso. Is tondeng e custoso si e. Is so priando custoso. Is so priandeng e custoso si e. Is tondeng e custoso. Is so priandeng e custoso si e. Is lavendre e custoso si e. Endeng e custoso si e. Is so prondeng e custa aia. Is lavava custoso si e. Endege custoso, istondo da sasua, e sopriande da custoso sie, e sopriandenga, il lobro dege custoso sie, meke tua celebriando, istula blondige custoso sie, istondege custoso, istondo lige custosia, istondo gelebri zaade, il lobro dege casate. Let, oh God, the blood of Jesus override our mistake, override our wrongs, override every allegation, Lord, that is standing against any prevailer this morning. Is so mendru nagazo, es so prondenge custoso, endenge custosia, il lo prondenge custoso sie. Is tondege custose, es indege custoso sie, is tondolo vosi ike quaso, il loprondege custoso sie, ingleke custoso sie, whether on the office front, whether in the record of the nation, not whether it is from any courtroom, let the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth begin to erase every wrongdoing, Lord, erase every evil record that is standing against us and our adversary, standing against us and the one of our ends, Lord, from prospering and profiting. Lord, let the blood of Jesus begin to rise on our behalf, wipe away every handwriting that is against us. Every legitimate, even accusation, every legal, even proceeding against the prevailer, Lord, let the blood of Jesus arise this morning. Ustondenge custosa, istondenge custososie, istondolike kukuzosie, istondre nagazo. Beloved, you are saying because the prevailers have been presented even and connected by God to this commission. Lord, let the covenant of your mercy avail and prevail, avail and prevail, erasing the wrongs by the blood of Jesus. In so quasi la vostra sie, en so prendege custo sosie, are. When he asked for mercy, he was completely beloved, Jesus. He said, in my mother's womb, I was shepherd, conceived iniquity. I was shepherd in iniquity, and he said, did my mother conceive me? But you, God, you desire truth. In the inward part, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. So if they purge me with hyssop, I will be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness as the bones which you have broken, Mary, joy. Daniel, they could end the time of captivity because he went to God. I and my fathers, we missed it. We didn't do well. We have overstayed on the same spot. There has not been any advancement. It's not your fault, God. We have goofed. We have done what is not right. And beloved, where would a man spend 21 days praying? He was asking for mercy. He was saying, you desire us to walk according to your word, but we have turned our back away from you. So what we need is that your mercy will bring the fulfillment of the promise that you have given us to us. David yet said he has become depressed, distressed. He has lost his sleep and lost his joy. His appetite has gone down because, beloved, it is much more terrible to live with unconfessed sin. Beloved, I don't know whether you've been there. If you have never been there, go and read Psalm 51. He lost his joy. He lost the excitement. Again, beloved, he begins to say to the Lord, I need a change. I want my joy back. I want this guilt in my heart, this contamination, this thing that is making me to feel corroded and defiled. I want it to end. And beloved, God had him. Therefore, we are going to say to the Lord, Lord, you are my God. By the covenant of your mercy, Lord, it because until David knew that I was wrong, that God saw it. He thought man can see. It is possible for us to think that no man can catch us. But the God of the universe, who will have mercy upon us, he desires truth. His word is truth. He desires an alignment with the word of God on the inside of us. You might not be able to tell man that this is what was wrong, but you can tell it to God, and he's interested in overlooking that problem, and he's showing mercy unto us. And that is why we are going to say, because I don't know who this person is, but the noise was too loud. The contention was too strong, and it's not that there's no legitimate reason, but God said, by his mercy, it will wipe away every record of wrongs. I wanted to say, my Father, by the covenant of your mercy, locate every evil register that has my name on it, every record of my wrongs that is kept on any satanic archive that is waiting to be brought out to disgrace me, waiting to be brought out to ridicule me, waiting to be brought out, to deny me of my opportunity, that is ready Jesus. My Father, let the covenant of your mercy avail for me, for the prevailer. Erase it now by the blood of Jesus. Erase it 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 by the blood of Jesus. Ikekwaza sia. Endekekwaza. Endakukuzosia. Istondekekwazo. Istondogolibuzosie. Istondogosiazo. Indekekwazosie. Esoprondekekustososie. Endekekustososie. Endekekwazosie. Endekekelibuzosia. Istondogolibuzosie. Endekekwazo. In the mighty name of Jesus, beloved, you want to say, it doesn't matter how long it has been held in your nation, how long it has been held in the stronghold of the enemy that is waiting to use it against us. Beloved, it doesn't matter how long and where it has been held, whether it is in the registry, whether it is on the altar of darkness, whether it is in any satanic covenant, every record of wrongs that was kept, you are commanded it by the covenant of the mercy of God that is extended towards me today. I command those records to catch fire, be burned to ashes, catch fire. And be burned to ashes. Catch fire. Be burned to ashes. Catch fire. Be burned to ashes in the name of Jesus. It's upon the Gekulobro de Gaza. It's on the Gekustososie. It's upon the Gekustoso. Lord, every record of wrongs in any satanic archive, on any satanic altar, by any wicked personality, by any satanic entity, legally or illegally, legitimately or illegitimately, against any prevailer, Father, by the covenant of your mercy, located by thunder and fire, Lord, burn into ashes, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You know, as we pray that prayer, the Lord begins to help me to see. He said, not just were records kept by people outside, but even the individuals, the mind kept records that keep nagging you, keep taking you back to your past, and make you unable to forgive or release yourself and obtain the mercy of God. Beloved, so you have said every record of wrong that is kept in my mind. That is why David, beloved, lost the joy of salvation. The record of guilt and shame, beloved, was all over him. That is why he said, restore to me the joy of my salvation. A joyful person became a depressed person. A once happy fellow became one that was looking for something. Even when you are beating the drum around them, they don't feel shaken. They don't feel moved. They have gone into the eyes of discouragement and of distress because they were carrying the guilt. People have blood pressure because of that. People develop ulcer because of that. People have migraine headache because of the God has forgiven him. The word of the Lord says, who shall lay anything against the elect? It is Christ that justifies. Who is it that shall condemn you? When Christ has already overlooked your fault. So if no man can, why should you condemn yourself? Therefore you are saying, Lord, erase every imprint of, erase from my mind, erase from my heart, every imprint of condemnation, and mighty name of Jesus, every against myself. My heart purge my mind by the blood of Jesus. Purge my heart and purge my mind by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, purge my heart, purge my mind by the power in the blood of Jesus. You, oh God, have forgiven me. Let there be a release in my soul. Lord, purge my heart, purge my mind. By the blood of Jesus, is soprondege custosozie, endege quasa, is tondolica custosozie, is soprondege custosozie, is soprondege custosiate, endege custosozie, endege quasozie, il lobomo custosozie, endege quasozie, il lobrondege quaso. Endege quasa in la brondige custosie estondege custosie estondege quasa in la boschate. David said, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones that you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sin and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. He said to the Lord, make me clean in my heart. Give me a new spirit. A courageous spirit, the spirit of joy again, the spirit of gladness again, and all of this, beloved, it comes from the presence of the Lord. For in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. In His presence and at His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Beloved, David was not ashamed because he knew that there is only one place where is joy can be restored, where it can be free again from everything that held him ransom. Psalm 16 verse 11. It says, you will make me know, you will make known to me the path of life, for in your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So David can cry unto God and say, I need joy again. Restore to me the joy of salvation. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Because the indwelling presence of God, beloved, instead of us, make us to draw water out of the well of salvation. Beloved, when there is something wrong on the inside, the Holy Spirit is there, but you won't even feel it. Heaven looks as if it is silent. Because the sin is a blocker. Because it's an only God and his eyes is too pure to be all iniquity. And the sin does, it separates man from God. And when there is a separation, the presence of the Lord can no longer be felt. But because mercy has been extended to us this morning, you have said, my Father, Lord, activate in me your divine presence. Lord, let me begin to hear the sound of joy and rejoicing again. It's to Ilabong with the earth. To ask the Lord by your mercy, let your word begin to fix their performance, making right what was wrong, so that, beloved, they are able to do things in the right way, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, so that they are able to begin to be appraised based on the right performance, not becoming irritational or reactive in the marketplace or on the home front, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the covenant of your word, Lord, that is right, Lord, correct their performance, correct their attitude, Lord, help them to make right what was wrong. Is to ligre de custosie, el soprion de que custosiate, el mengro socia. Enzo prondi che quaso, enzo prondi che custoso sia, enzo prende che custoso sia, e conga custoso sia, e stu la pronde che quasa, e stondo la vostra arte, e non la vostra arte. Now we are going to say to the Lord, for those individuals and for yourself, or for ourselves, we are going to say to the Lord, whatsoever I was denied of as a result of my wrong, Lord, by your mercy this morning, Lord, give them back to me, restore them to me, recover them for me, Lord, put them once again in my hand, give me a comeback, give me, oh God, an opportunity, Lord, oh God, of a new start, jumpstart me again in the right manner, in the right way. The word of the Lord said, forget the former things and do not remember the things of old. What God has forgotten and forgiven, you can put it behind you and get ready for what God is doing now. It's so for them like a quasosia. Is don dege custososie, esopri andege quasa, il lobo custososie, God was still faithful unto David. He gave him a comeback. Beloved, from the same woman, from the same womb, of the same woman, came forth a Solomon. Beloved, the latter end was better than its beginning. Beloved, God was merciful. You have said to the Lord, my Father, let your mercy bring me recovery. Let your mercy bring me restoration. Let your mercy, oh God, advance me and move me forward. Let your mercy settle and establish me. Let your mercy put a new song in my mouth. Let your mercy, oh God, by your indwelling presence, bring me into favor. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in soprondege quasa, in love of a custosie, in soprondege custosie, in soprondege custosie, in dege quasosia, in love of lobro nega quasa, in dege custosie, in dege librusosie, in dege librusosie. Exotia and the quasosie and the quasosie and the calibrusosia is tondolobosi quaso and ronobocustosie in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, even the city, the organization where you are here, the home environment, the marketplace where you are trading. If God can show you mercy, God can show us mercy. God can also extend mercy towards them. As I began to pray for the nations yesterday, something that was very clear in my heart. Beloved, the land that has taken blood of many people and the death of men meant nothing to them. They are naturally open to judgment. But you and I can pray for the Lord's mercy. Jeremiah told them when they were carried, he wrote a letter to those who were in exile in Babylon. He said, take wives, become fathers and sons, fathers of sons and daughters in that land. Settle there. And he take another step. He said, seek their welfare, the welfare of the city where I have sent you to exile. Pray to the Lord on its behalf. For it is their welfare, you will have welfare. So when a nation is troubled, our people are troubled. Whether it's the home nation, the exiled nation, whatever nation it is. When an organization is troubled, all the employers are troubled. So that is why God has to speak to the mouth of Paul to Timothy. He said, I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for the kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all goodliness and holiness. Jesus himself said, his house shall be called the house of prayer for all nations. Called the house of prayer for all nations, not just for me, myself, and my family. So he has, that is why David will say that as you have shown me mercy, he said, then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. When we pray for them, then things will go well for us. I want us to speak to our nations, to our organizations that we serve in or work in. Beloved, I want us to say to the Lord, the mercy that you have shown me this morning, in spite of my wrong, extend it to my organization. Extend it to the nation where I dwell. Extend it to my community. Let mercy avail over judgment in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let mercy avail over judgment. Father, we lift up United Kingdom. We lift up, Lord, every state where the prevailers connected to this come from. Lord, let your mercy prevail over judgment in our land. Let your mercy prevail over judgment in our land, in our offices, in our organization, in the community. The same mercy that you have extended towards us in Christ Jesus. Lord, let create an awareness in this nation, in our land, of your mercy. Beloved, pray for various nations in Africa, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, South Africa, Ghana. Pray unto God for all of these nations in Western Africa, Central Africa, in Eastern Africa, in Saudi Arabia, in Canada, in every part of the world, in the U.S. Lord, let your mercy, Lord, avail and prevail for the nation of the earth in Japan, Australia, Lord, Yugoslavia, in Latin America, it is only the mercy of God, beloved, that can avail, beloved, our land and our nation of judgment of God as a result of wickedness and crookedness, as a result of bloodshed, as a result of war, as a result of displacement, as a result of abuse, as a result of killing. After this, beloved, that they are killing people every day. Beloved, we hear the earthquake in Japan. We saw what the ISIS or the ISIL are doing to the world. What the Boko Haram, the devastation that they have caused, the pain that they have caused for many parents. Beloved, the losses, beloved, of what they have caused. We need the mercy of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, so we saw the land that takes the blood. Beloved, God spoke unto Cain. He said that land shall no longer yield its increase. He said it will bring forth evil thorns and thistles. He said Cain will become a wanderer. And then we are wondering, what is there? Beloved, financial crisis, economic crisis in the land. Because that land has taken blood, we have said to God, Lord, let the blood of Jesus, Lord, erase every judgment that was finding, intended, even over our country, over the nation where we dwell, over countries where we have affiliates, over nations, Lord, where the prevailers are. Let your mercy avail this morning. Let your mercy avail over judgment. Let your mercy erase the voice of Christ. Erase the voice of blood. Erase the blood, the voices of crookedness and wickedness. Father, let the blood of Jesus begin to speak, O God. In sopenengla de custosia. En soprondege quaso. En dege custosia. And the Libra Zosia is done, Docustos Zosia is done, Negacostiato, and Negacustoso is done, cuazo, endege custosa, ilobro nega custosia, estone nega cuaza. Lord, we repent of our indifference. Lord, it's to dangle the custosos, ilobro nega custosos. In every area, we have been indifferent to the occurrences and the updates in our nation. Lord, when we have taught the blind eyes to the challenges of our land, Lord, we ask for your mercy. You said if there be 10 righteous people in the land, you will cause your mercy to avail over judgment. The end of the gospel, and the custos of the in love of the custos of the in the custos of the end of the calibus of the end of the custos of the end of the quas of the end of the quas of the estula bronde que custosocie, ente que custosia, estando no livro socie, ente que custosie, enda la vossa hate. And one of the word of the Lord they gave us at the beginning of the year, is that God is saying that to you and I that as the nations are shaken and the things that have been around us, you and I, must know that as much as you are connected with the Almighty God, your place is preserved, you are untouchable, and you are unruffable by the affairs of the earth, because only those things that can be shaken will be shaken. But the Lord said to me to prepare us that by the divine favor of God, we are walking under open heaven of God as we stand for the nations. And as we see that the nations are in his heart, and you live a life that is beyond you, but a life that is mindful of the kingdom of God. So God is trusting the church. There is their own Lord. Every politician saying their own. Every nation, they have something to say. But beloved, they are still not solving the problem. Beloved, but mercy is going to answer for us in the name of Jesus. God said it will protect us, it will shield us. In the time of Ebola, he has proven himself faithful. Beloved, but we are standing for this nation this morning. That is what we do on Sundays. But every day, as the Holy Spirit reminded us, we are sent to the Lord in love and through the heart here. In Kekwa, Asu, Indra, Raboso, Endege Kwaza, Endege Gelibru Zosia, Asu, Pionda, Aze. Lord, by the covenant of your mercy, open your heaven over us as we stand for the nation. Isu, Ilabongus, Aze. You said, ask of me, and I will give the nations as an inheritance for you. And the uttermost part of the earth as your possession. Lord, invade our nation by your mercy, O God. Let our heavens be open.
Trust it into our
our hands. So we are going to say for every Prevailance Church Network member, from every Prevailance Church Network family around the earth, protect our interests. You have been faithful before all of our brethren in this nation and in the nations around the world where their businesses are. Beloved, where the opportunities that God has given them are, we are saying, Lord, you have kept us by your word before. Lord, arise, protect the interest of the prevailers now. Uzopion dege kustos, ezopri andege kustosia, meklo kustosia, iston dege kuaza, in lobo lengre de kasuase, in a nation, in any organization, there must be favorably disposed, even towards the prevailers. Lord, protect their interest in the mighty name of Jesus. On the account of Isaac, God saw to it that a miracle took place, that he had a result that was beneficial, even to Abimelech in his time. Therefore, let every prevailer begin to walk in divine results, Lord, that will cause the nations around us to benefit the community of people, to be blessed by us, to be blessed to us. In Sopion de Gekustosia, in de Kustosia, in Lobo Gostosia, the Etrun Gustosia, in Labogrosha Artis. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, therefore, we have the right by the mercy of God this morning to stop violence against the nation and our people financially, even the crime against humanity, the ISIL and all those entities that are troubling nations and troubling lands. We command their atrocities to be stopped in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le enge kustososie, ezopunda gaza, istoliangu kustosiete, elle prendege kustoso, endroniaga zapiondege librusosie, istolobru no kustososie, ezoprondege kustosa, illa brendige kwaza. Lord, stop every victimization across the nation. Let the quelled man, Lord, be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, stop the rage of quelled man over our land in the name of the Lord Jesus. Expose their hidden place. Lord, bring them to judgment in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is so beyond one of those. Is so dege custosie. And the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to pray for yourself in this remaining 3 minutes this morning. You are sent to the Lord. The word of the Lord that I open with, beloved, in Psalm 114. The mouth is fled. The sea saw the presence of the Lord and gave way. One of the things the Lord helped me to understand, before the Israelites left Egypt and God ordered them to go in that direction, sea was there. It was not there because of them. But yet, he made way. He created a passageway for them to pass so that they can get on with the journey into their large land, a land that is flowing with milk and honey. Beloved, even the Jordan River that flooded, overflowed its boundary before they got there, they went there with the presence of the Lord and it dried up. Because Judah praise has become a sanctuary of the Lord. So we see the things that would have stood against them by giving way, they were fleeing before them. the word of the Lord said concerning you and I. He said, those who come against us, they will flee before our face. Therefore, I want you to say, as I go into the affairs that God has ordained for me today, I am going in the presence of the Lord. Therefore, let every mountain skip like ram before me. Let the hills, the mountains, they represent rigid objects, problems that were not going away. The hills represent issues that are higher and mightier. Beloved, they represent the powers that are stronger than us. Beloved, this overflowing sea dried up. So everything that God did in that time, let it be done in your life and in my life today. In the mighty name of Jesus, let a passageway be created for our victory, for our release, for our new song. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let a divine way be made for us where there is no way. In the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever we get you into that office where you are meant to take your new job, that thing must happen for you today. Let every barrier between you and your new opportunity, every barrier between us and our breakthrough, every barrier between us and our promotion, every barrier between us, between our provision, let it be removed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the word of God sustain everything that he has created. Beloved, and it's the same word that says there is power of life and death in the tongue. Those who know how to use it, they will eat the fruit thereof. Therefore, speak into your day how you want it to be, what you want to see. Because the mercy of God is answering for all. It's so prone de gakusto zozia. Le entru nuguzazoa. Ze prone de kuazo. Ze pentoni glakike kuazo. Enzo prone de gakusto zoza. Ilomongrosa ate. Endege kustozo. Endege kuazo zie. Enzo prone de gakusto zazie. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved soul, by the grace of God, at midnight tonight, Touch Heaven program is starting. We send out to you the write-up, beloved, for our prayer focus for the month of October. You would have received it in your email or through the WhatsApp they were sent. It takes an effort to send them through WhatsApp. A few times of struggling to know how to do it. Beloved, so that the reason why I send it to WhatsApp is so that you can share it with everybody in your contact list. Just download it on your phone and create a broadcast list. You don't have to create a group so that they don't see the numbers that are on your web, on your handset. Create a list. Let us honor God. This is our invitation to bring people to the Touch Heaven program, and so that they know what it's all about. Beloved, there is so much available. Beloved, in the inexhaustible, the immeasurable power of the Most High God, the incomparable power of God, the power of God that surpasses, beloved, all things, the power of God that everything bows down to, which is what we need, beloved, in order to make a difference where God has placed us. And this is the time where we are coming, and you will see that this weekend is different from other weekends at other Touch Heaven, because God does this in different ways every time we gather. Beloved, that is 24 hours fasting and prayer before the Lord. Beloved, fasting, we are drinking, but you are not to eat anything. It started from midnight of tonight, even until midnight on Sunday morning. And beloved, it is not by might nor by power. It is by my spirit, saith the Lord. So that is Zechariah 4:6. And so we are going to present ourselves before the Lord. I will say to the Lord, Lord, enable me, empower me to be a participator and a partaker of your inexhaustible power of resurrection in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Enable me, speak unto anything that wants to stop you. No distraction is permitted. Nothing is permitted to disallow you from taking part. Beloved, parties you will go and at other times, beloved. But this is the time that you and I, we are going to come into the treasure of God that God has prepared or ordained for us, that we will need to be the difference, that we will need to be the Christian, that we need to be able to go forth as sons and daughters of God to manifest the aroma of Christ wherever we go. So you have said to the Lord, make me a participator and a partaker of the limitless power of resurrection. In the mighty name of Jesus, make me a participator and a partaker of the inexhaustible power of the resurrection of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, therefore nothing is permitted to discourage me, to distract me, or to divert my attention. Speak to the things in your house. Speak to your family. My family will not stand in my way of participating in order to partake of the inexhaustible power of God. Nothing in business, in my career, nothing with friends will stand in my way, even of having an appointment with God over this weekend in order to participate in what God has ordained to see done in my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, beloved, can we pray for me, pray for anyone and everyone that will be ministering with me over this weekend. Let it be prophetic from the enable and empower us as we serve your purpose. Give utterance by your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as we serve as your oracle, not like an oracle, but the oracle, an instrument in the hand of the Lord, is standing across. Lord, use us as your battle, as your weapon of war, is standing and leaves the earth. Lord, use us as the instrument of your power and of the manifestation of your glory over this weekend in love of associate. Lord, enable and empower every minister, Lord, to go beyond our human limitation, Lord, but to press in into the limitless power of God in the mighty name of Jesus. The required power for exploit, the required power to achieve heaven's desire, to work in divine purpose, to work according to divine plan of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree in the name of Jesus, nobody is permitted to be sick. I speak unto our appetite. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Cooperate with the prevalence over this weekend to take delivery of the inexhaustible power of resurrection, working in us, working through us, and working for us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Therefore, I want us to come out this weekend and every day this month, including the 17th of October, which is the day for our prayer summit, which is the time that we come together on one-on-one, beloved, face-to-face rather, beloved, to continue even what God has started from yesterday, since the womb of this body is opened up, and to press in and take delivery of the resurrection power of the living God. That is the only time, apart from these 24 hours, that we have. Because if I spend 3-4 hours on this altar, beloved, it's not enough. The disciples spent 10 days. Daniel spent 10 days first, and he goes to 3 solid years. The summit of this year is finishing, and in the next year, we only have 5 summits in the United Kingdom. We have summits in other places next year by the grace of God. So you don't want to miss any of the summits. And beloved, we are unlikely to follow a rigid plan. We will follow God as we have always been doing. But you are saying to the Lord, beloved, because what we are gaining now, it will speak for itself as the days unravel. Therefore, you are saying to the Lord, do not let anything stop me. And not only you must come, but that you will tell your friends. God is counting on you to advertise the kingdom of God. Somebody sent me a note after yesterday. Said, I feel like just going to on the street and shouting about Jesus to people. Go and do it. Bring people to the summit. Invite your friends to the Touchable program and say, God, show me how to do it. Do not let me be missing when the other people that are invited are present. Lord, do not let me be missing. Do not let me become lost in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Don't let me be displaced. Paul says that after I preach to others, I do not want to be a castaway. Lord, let my position be kept in the mighty name of Jesus. In lo prondega custos osia, oso prondega zati. In lo babosi ike kuasosie, in trono custos osie. Our fellow brethren from other parts of the world who have not been able to come to the UK summit, we are taking as the summit to those places even next year by the grace of God. So we are going to say to the Lord, beloved, our ultimate trust is in the Almighty God who has called us to this assignment. So we are saying to God, Lord, enable and empower us, release the resources, release the wisdom, release the strength according to your divine order, according to what you have commissioned us to do in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, prepare the nations even for our coming in the name of Jesus with the word of the Lord. Let the ground be prepared. Raise up men and women in all of those nations. Jesus said, when you go to a city and a person opens the door of their house to you, he said, let your peace remain in that house. Beloved, that peace was the power of God, was the authority that he conveyed on the disciples to go and preach the gospel to the nation. Beloved, and it begins to work even for the man of peace. So we are saying, Lord, raise men of peace in all the nations that you are sending us to in 2016. In the name of the Lord Jesus, raise men and women of peace across the nations of the earth that you are sending the prevailers to in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Let the doors and the gates of those nations be open to receive the message of the cross, to receive the prayer summit for their specific nation, where you give us room to stand for those nations, even in a place of prayer. Lord, let miracles, let revivals break out in the land. Let the powers of oppression be broken. And let there be, oh God, the manifestation of your glory in the land as waters cover the sea. Therefore, raise churches, raise people, Lord, to work together with us across the nations in fulfilling your divine agenda in the name of Jesus. I arrest every arrester, every opposition, any power that wants to stop what you are planning to do through this commission. I come against every oppressor, every range of darkness in the name of Jesus. I disallow their oppression and their manifestation. their problem in the mighty name of Jesus, that all resources will be made available over and above what we desire, what was required, Lord, to serve your purpose in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's so beyond the quasosia and the in the mighty name of your beloved. Look, this is the word of the Lord that I hear. Two words I have. Mordecai told Esther. He said, maybe you are in the kingdom for such a time as this, that if you are silent, God will raise up help from another place. So it is not for us, whether the summit locally, or the Dutch Heaven locally, or the summit internationally, it is not time to be quiet anymore. You will see that we have not been able to create awareness in terms of engaging radio or using the radio or television in the last couple of months. But God can use you to create the awareness that is required, because I had another word. When the lepers had, and they came into plenty, rejected and injected, the isolated, when they came into plenty provision, beloved, they said within themselves, because these are men that were walking, and as they were walking, the enemy had the sound, not of lepers, but they had the sound of multitudes of armies. Beloved, saw these lepers in 2 Kings chapter 7, when they came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and eat and drank. And they have silver and gold and raiment to take away. These are things that were eaten by the enemy. But they spoke unto themselves. As they keep going into tent to tent and benefiting, beloved, taking spoil, they said, we cannot be quiet. The man of God said, there will be plenty this time tomorrow. Elisha said, things are changing. Famine is gone, is expiring. There is coming a season of plenty. And God did not use the armor bearer of the king, but God used four lepers. Beloved, who said, if we stay, there is famine in the land anyway. If we stay in this isolated place, we die. And if we move even to the camp of the enemy, what they can do is to kill us. They were fearless about their lives. They pressed into the Syrian camp, and only for God to make the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and noise of horses, noise of battalion men that came against them. So they were wise. When the persons that were hungry suddenly asked plenty, when the rejected, the abused, the isolated, the people that have suffered the loss of things, when they came into recovery, they cannot be quiet. They knew that it was not their strength or their power. It was not their prayer. It was not because they know how to do what is right. It's the mercy of God. It was God that amplified their stepping and gave them the result that they do not desire. Neither deserve it. What was lacking to other men was made available to them. And therefore, what do they say? They say one to another, we do not well this day. Verse number 9. This is a day of good news. This is a day of glad tidings. But we are keeping quiet. We will be punished if we wait until morning. So now let us go and tell those of the king's house. And they came and called the men who watched the city gate and said to them, we went to the tent of the Syrians, but there was no one to be seen or out there. Only the horses and the donkeys were tied there. The tents were left just as they were. God used them to stop famine in the life of the nation, to bring about recovery because their mouth was not silent. They testified of what they had said. So when Mordecai told and Esther, you are a nobody, you have no color, you are not here by right. You didn't get a crown out of all your competitors because you are smarter. But God gave you favor and gave you color and answered you. Who am I, the Mordecai, the ordinary man sitting at the gate? The answer from. And I put you forward and see what God has made of you. Will you be quiet? This is not the time that you are leaving, Pastor Ellen. God told me last month, or the last 2 months, if I possibly call anybody, maybe just the workers. Beloved, it will be a sin if we are taking the blessing and we are carrying it. And it will be a sin if you are discouraging people from coming to prevail and you are saying that maybe it's too far or you have every reason. It will be a sin if we don't play our part and give other people also the opportunity to see the famine expire in their life, to see them flourish rather than famishing, to see them saved rather than remaining in sin, to see them delivered rather than remaining in bondage. Beloved son, God will use your vehicle, God will use your mouth, God will use every instrument, your money. God will use everything to promote kingdom business. Therefore, you are sent to God. Amplify any effort, whether it's the use of my mouth, the use of my hand, whether it's either whatever, my vehicle, to bring people to church. You are sent to God. Engage me and use me. Lord, I make myself available. Let my testimony bring other men even to this commission, to the Touch Heaven program. Beloved, there's no harm in speaking to people. There's no harm in sending a WhatsApp to everybody or people on your Facebook. Beloved, you've done your own bit and let God do it. When they came back and told them that the Syrians has vanished within minutes, they were not aware that there is God who was at work. Even the Amalekites became a problem. The man said it was going to be impossible, but the lover, it became a walkover. That through the stampede, it could not come into the, it could not benefit. it is in serving as a servant, whether it is in telling my friend, Lord, enable, empower me, Lord, to be faithful and diligent in contributing my quarter. And these places are not the places we come casually. It's not the places that we just walk into. Don't get familiar with it, because you will lose the essence of the benefit it will be to you. You are saying to God, whenever we come, give me an experience. Give me an encounter. Lord, let every month be different. Even to previous months, we see people coming from Luton, coming from Manchester, coming from Milton Keynes, coming from other places, and they come and they are on time. And people that come locally will be the ones that are late. Beloved, I understand that these are tricks of the enemy, and you are saying to the Lord, help me, because in ourselves we can't do it. So we need the help of the Most High God. God, help me, help me, help me, help me, oh God, to be diligent and to be faithful in order to participate and partake of all that you have prepared for me in this season, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I don't want to miss any of the summits for the rest of the year and the years to come. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the enabling power of your Spirit, even for every prevailer, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Now I thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you have done for us, in us, and on our behalf. Thank you for that person. Thank you for the covenant of your mercy that prevailed over judgment. Thank you for bringing recovery of what was lost. Thank you for erasing every wrong by the blood of Jesus. Thank you for fixing and making right what was wrong by the word of the living God. Therefore, I thank you that for each and every one of us in the prevailer's family, that the mercy of God avails and prevails for us over any illegal or legal record of wrongs that is kept at any place, at any time, in the marketplace, on the home front, in the community and the nation that is contrary to us. Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that you have justified us by the blood of Jesus, and you have delivered us from every voice that speaks against us in the name of Jesus. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for releasing us, Lord, oh God, into what you have prepared for us. Thank you, my Father, for causing men and women to advance, even in our various areas of assignment. And thank you for making us to walk in the covenant of your presence this day in the name of Jesus, as you open your heaven over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, that the mountains will begin to skip like ram in the name of the Lord Jesus, and the hills will begin to move like little lambs in the name of Jesus. But Lord, as we walk, oh God, in your presence today, you will begin to bring us into the fullness of what you have ordained for us, as you showcase your power in the name of Jesus. Therefore, as prevailers, today we will take the spoil, even that the enemy has stolen. In the name of Jesus, we will recover in health, recover in business, recover in career, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for visitation, even of the nation, in the nations where we dwell, where you have placed us on our account. Thank you for the knowledge of your glory that swept through the land. And thank you for the mercy that you have extended to us. So have you extended to our organization, to our nation, and to our people. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as we dedicate the Touch Heaven program starting tonight into your hands. Prepare our spirit, soul, and body for a divine appointment with you, for an encounter of a lifetime that usher us even to walk in the inexhaustible power of resurrection, producing proofs that cannot be denied, even in our lives and through our lives, and in this commission and through this commission, forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for preparing every servant of the Lord that you will use over this weekend. Lord, thank you, my Father, even for the summit that is coming. Thank you for announcing it. Thank you for moving upon the eyes of every prevailer, even to create the awareness, Lord, that needs to be created, even in reaching men for God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, who has called me, the everlasting Father. My Father is that work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Unto you that work wonders, unto you that make your work good, unto you that is glorious in holiness, unto you that is fearful in praises. Unto you, O God, we return the glory. Unto you we return the honor. Unto you we return the praise for what you have done this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. And because you are the one that performed the word of your servant and execute the word of your messenger, unto you that will yet do in exceeding and great measure, surpassing our imagination and our expectation, as you perform your word to perfection in our lives concerning us, and even through us today and forevermore, unto you will return the glory, the honor, and the praise. For we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.